Anybody did you guys homework? You guys remember the homework? Thank God I did my homework, yeah? Well, your homework was to read the book of Galatians chapter 4, verse 27. That was your homework, amen? But that's okay. Everything's good. All is good. All is well. Amen. This is going to be the third part of my series. This is how I fight my battle. Amen. This is how I fight my battle. Amen. Part one was we talked about the three-part being of men as believers. Amen. We got the spirit, we got the soul, got the body. Amen. So we need to draw from our spirit man, which is the real you, okay? Your spirit man is the real you, okay? Having a hard time making decisions? Simple. Don't get lazy. Draw it out. It's impossible. It's out of my reach. Not for the believer, yeah? Any believers in the house? Not for the believer, amen? Jesus said it this way. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. How many of you desire something from the Lord, amen? More than just money, cars, but you need sound mind. You need your family structure well. You need, you know. He said, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe, amen? That ye receive them. And look at the last sentence right there. It says, and ye shall have them. That's God's promise to each and every one of us. Amen. You shall have them. Amen. It may not be on your time schedule. It may not be on your calendar. But when it arrives, it'll be on time. Because God is an on-time God. Amen. Part two was making your view of God bigger. Amen? Pastor Herman preached it on Sunday. Magnify Jesus. Magnify him. What does it mean to magnify the Lord? It means to make him large and in charge in your life. Amen? I'm sure you have noticed that an object looks small from far away. But it appears to get larger as you approach it. So where is God? How far is he from you? We need to magnify him, yeah? Maybe that's why the troubles are overwhelming you. Huh? Maybe that's why the stuff that is going around you is getting too big, that it's just clouding your view of who God's supposed to be. Lord, amen? But no, we put our worries, our doubts, our unbeliefs, our broken dreams, strife, anger, bitterness, sin, in its entirety that it consumes our perception of who God really is, amen? The object didn't actually get any bigger. But your perception or view of it changed. Once you were face to face with the object, you saw it in its full size. That is how we magnify the Lord. Amen. We draw near to him so we see him as he is, larger than anyone or anything we face. Amen. And we draw near to him through spending time in his word. Amen? We need to consume his word. Amen? David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you, O Lord. Amen? He let God's word consume him to the point where nothing stopped him. Bear came, wiped that one out. Lion came, wiped them out too. Goliath came, same situation, same scenario. Same answer. God got it under control. Amen? As we enter His presence through these avenues, amen, we get closer to Him. And in the presence of God, our perspective is changed and we see things more accurately. Way more clear, way more accurate, even in the dark. Amen. James 4:8 says, draw nigh to God. Amen. It'll take work on our part, yeah? It says we need to draw nigh to Him. If God is far off, if that's how your ability of knowing God is afar off, then you need to get your okole to Him. Amen? It's easy to just sit around and not do anything and hope that everything comes to you. It doesn't work out that way. Amen? David said it best. He said it. It was good that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes, O Lord. It's good sometimes we get into the busted up stage. You know? Like I told you guys, I was broke 6 times. You think a person that would be broke 6 times would learn, yeah? Somebody say common sense. To some it is. Amen. But after the 6th time, the Lord told me, turn it over to your wife. It's not that I don't know how. I can do it now if she wants to turn it over to me, but I don't think she wants to. And I would leave it like that. And we've been debt-free ever since. There's just some things that women can do better than men. And this is just one of them. For me. I'm not saying for the other rest of you men. I'm just talking for myself. Amen? And $80 every 2 weeks is fine with me. That's my allowance, and I love it. Cannot wait for payday. Every single payday, she makes sure that she puts $80 on top of my dresser. I'm so happy. Why? Because I can use $80, you know? Before, it was double that. But I told her, you know what? I'm going to sow half of them. And I told her where I was going to sow it. And she got so excited, she jumped in with me. So both of us sow half of our allowance. So instead of receiving $160 every 2 weeks, we got $80 each and we sowed the rest. When you can do that, that's totally just depending on God. But it took time to get up to that level. You cannot just do it because you heard somebody else do it. No, it won't work. It won't work like that. You have to start off in the Bible says, if you can, what is that scripture about? If you can be faithful with the little, amen. When God brings you up to the $1 million status, it'll be as if you was the $10 stage. And that's how He builds us up. $10 stage, $100 stage, $1,000 stage, $1 million stage, billion, trillion. But He cannot do trillion if you're not faithful with the $10. That's just the way it works. Why give you $10 million and you don't know how to even spend $100 rightfully, yeah? But you know what? The Lord set me free. Why should I be bound? That's why I call my wife the better half. Because you know why? She's telling me, you better do this. You better do that. And it's a good thing. It keeps me under control. If she doesn't tell me that, guess what? I'm going to use Mr. Plastic. That's what got me into trouble. Amen? 35% interest, spend them. Guess what? One day you're going to have to pay them. At 35%, do the math. Cha-ching. Broke. So we need to draw nigh to God, yeah? Draw nigh to God, amen? Part three, this is where we're going to get busy, okay? This is supposed to be your homework, okay? Galatians chapter 4, verse 27. But the question is, what qualifies you to be an heir? Heir, okay? Not the heir that we breed now. Not A-I-R, it's H-E-I-R, okay? What does being heir mean? What does being an heir got to do with fighting our battle? Amen? Because being an heir allows you to tap into God's promises. I heard that in our prophetic word, amen? Tap into it, yeah? I heard it in a song. Tap into it, yeah? It allows you to tap into God's promises that will free you from being bound, free you from being broke, seeing yourself as God sees you. Man, that's priceless, yeah? Seeing yourself as God sees you, not as you see you, because you don't see yourself well. Amen? We always see ourselves as, no, can. No, with God, what? Can. Why? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen? Everything you do is dependent on choice. It's your choice. Amen? Tell yourself, it's my choice. Yep, and don't you forget it. You don't have to worry about God forcing you to do anything you don't want to do. Man, if you don't want to pray, he won't force you. If you don't want to tithe, he won't force you. If you don't want to come to church, he won't force you. Amen? But you know what the outcome is going to be if you don't do all the things he's promised for you to have, if you do it. But he won't force you. Amen? He won't, but let me tell you this. You can't afford being broke. You can't afford being sick or coming short of God's goodness. You come over here, turn around. Right here, God's goodness was waiting for you right here. All you have to do is go a little bit more farther. No, you turn around. But guess what? God will let you decide, even with the promises set before you, to stay broke. Amen? To stay sick. To stay confused in your mind. Everybody repeat after me. Say, awe. It's not a good word in Hawaiian. You know, it's like, oh, man. I did it again. I should have learned. Yeah? Again, what qualifies you to being an heir? I'll tell you what qualifies you. When you let Jesus be Lord of your life, when you say, Lord, I love you, you know, when you say the sinner's prayer, when you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, that's when you became an heir. Amen? I mean, that's what qualifies you, okay, to being an heir, being born again. Now, the next question I asked myself was, when was the transference made? The transference of being an heir, of receiving what an heir or the promises of God, you know. When was the transference made? All this was done before the foundation of the world. Amen? God already had the church in mind. God already had you in mind. Before even the foundation of the world. The Bible says that he already had you in mind. He already had the church in mind. That's why the devil is not the devil. Amen? He's God's devil. Satan is not Satan's. God owns Satan. And guess what? As, what is that one scripture? As he is, so are we in this earth, in this very place right now. So if Satan is a defeated foe because God created him, guess what? He is no problem for us. Amen? How many of you know how the bank system works? Amen? If you want to withdraw money, what do you have to do? You got to make deposits, eh? Yeah? So in order to withdraw from God's heavenly account, you need to also put a deposit. Amen? If you're not a type that likes to pray, you need to pray. That's the conversation you're going to have with God. That's how God allows you to speak to Him, to reverence Him, to acknowledge Him as Lord and as Savior, you know? And all of us have kids. Some of us don't, but for those of you that do, you like it when your kids do good, yeah? Easy to bless them, yeah? Same thing with our Heavenly Father. Amen? At the bank, if you don't make a deposit, don't expect to go to the ATM machine and put $1,000 and you haven't even put a dime in that bank. And it's not even your bank. It's either going to tell you insufficient fund, or who the heck are you? Or Mr. Policeman is going to come knocking on your door, visit you at that bank. Amen? I can talk because 6 times being broke. 7 times, turn it over. Just turn it over, Lambert. Just turn it over. It's hard. It's hard. I need my plastic. Spending more than I make. Amen? But the good thing was is that I knew how to get out. Even with 35% interest, I knew how to get out. But yet I would fall prey to getting back in. The Lord set me free. Why should I be bound? I chose to be bound. That's why. If the Lord set us free, why should we be bound? But sometimes we make the choice of being bound. I made that choice. Amen? And it wasn't a good choice. Amen? I believe one of the ways the Word of God is going to work for you is when you and me, I put myself in it. You know, the word that I'm ministering tonight, it comes from back here, yeah? Back here forward. It includes me with it. Amen? I had to go through it. Amen? In order to minister something, I needed to absorb it as well. Amen? But I believe that the way that the Word of God is going to work for all of us is when we decide to get excited. To get excited over His Word. Amen. Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. What does it say? For they shall be filled. Yeah. Psalms 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And then it says here, blessed is the man that trusted in Him. Man, I remember one scripture that says, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm an heir. Amen. Not heir Jordan. No. An heir of God. Amen. What's an heir? A person legally entitled to whatever is promised. Amen? An inheritance. I was looking on the internet. I wanted to know how much promises of God is there in the Bible. 8,810 promises. If not more. Amen? These are just a few. You're the head, not the tail. Amen? You come short in no good thing. Amen? You're the redeemed. You're the sons and daughters of Almighty God. Signs and wonders follow me. Amen? We don't follow signs and wonders. Signs and wonders follow me. Amen? I am prosperous. I am healed. I'm fine and divine. Yeah? You got to tell yourself that. Amen? And believe it when you say it. I am fine and divine. Amen? Someone was looking in the mirror. Oh, I wish I could cut a little bit this off of my... Oh, no, this one too. And then my eyes. Oh, my nose. I don't like my nose. No. God gave you everything you have on you. Just be grateful. Be grateful. Amen? I hold the DNA of God in me. The very DNA of God is inside of me already. God's power is in me. God's righteousness is in me. God's peace is in me. I can sleep like a baby every night. Why? Because his DNA is right inside of me. Psalms 20, verse 7. This is the one I quoted. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Psalms 91, 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. You've been hot lately? Sun's been burning you? Get under the Almighty. Amen. Get under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Now we're going to jump into Galatians chapter 4, verse 27. Amen. Galatians 4, 27. If you have it, say amen. If you don't, say, oh my. No response. Here he goes. For it is written, rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear, break forth and shout. You who are not in labor, for the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. You guys understand that scripture? I don't. So you know what I have to do? Context is found in the first verse. Tita, go to number 1, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, hey, we talked about heir, yeah? As long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all. Verse 2, Tita. But is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. How many of you know you can give a 2-year-old the keys to your car? Amen? Don't do it. You can give them a toy car, but not a real car with real keys, with real motor, real tire that goes on the highway. Okay? Verse 3, Tita. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Verse 4. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Verse 5. To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Verse 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth, you know that there's no gender in sons, yeah? That's both man and woman, okay? And because you are both man and woman, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Verse 7. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So in other words, Jesus paid it all. Everything that God has promised you, 8,810 of God's promises has been given to you. Boom. Your job is to go look it up. Why? So you can align yourself with them. Amen? We don't think of ourselves as being prosperous because we've been broke too long. Yeah? We don't think ourselves as being healed because we've been encountering sickness after sickness after sickness, and that's all we've been seeing. Our perception of God was like way out there, million miles away. But he said, if you draw nigh unto me, I will then draw nigh unto you. You got to make an effort. Pastor Herman said it best. If there was 500 steps to God, God would take 499 steps. All you would have to do is take one step. Easier said than done. Easier said than done. Okay? So in verse 27, we say, for it is written, rejoice. Now, whenever you see that, Tita, verse 27, please. Chapter 4 of Galatians. Whenever it says, for it is written, that means it was written someplace else, yeah? Other than in this chapter. So turn to your Bibles in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54. Isaiah 54. Putting my daughter to work. Isaiah 54, verse 1, Tita. Please. Sing, O barren, you who have not born, break forth into singing. Kind of sounds like the same passage, yeah? In Galatians, yeah? Look at this now. This thing was prophesied already. It was prophesied way back in Isaiah's day, what had occurred in Galatians chapter 4. It says, sing, O barren, you who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Verse 2, Tita. Enlarge the places of your tent. So here, Isaiah is telling the children of Israel, you know what? Because you guys have played a harlot, God has caused now to now open up the doors to us. Amen? Because you guys not like listening to God, God going to open up the doors one day. And he's going to allow everybody that wasn't covenant with him, everybody that wasn't supposed to even be in our crowd, because we are Israelites, we are God's chosen people. One day, God is going to use people that you know would even think God can use. And this is what Isaiah is prophesying. Now he's telling us now, okay? Enlarge the places of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. So in other words, he said, for the people, you know, in the future, this is what you got to do. Stretch your tent. Enlarge them. Make plenty of room. And stake down those tents. Okay? Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Verse 3. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities uninhabited. Verse 4. Do not fear. Way back when now, God was telling us, no fear. Okay? Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Verse 5. For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. Verse 6. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. Lesson, verse 7. For a mere moment I've forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. So we in advance, God already foresaw each and every one of us already. You know, when I was small, I used to go to the store. Mom used to give me money, and I used to buy these figurines. Not figurines, but you know those small little army men's? I used to buy the packs, and then I used to buy the tank, I used to buy the trucks, and then I used to go home, and we used to live right next to the beach, so I would make all my borders, put all of my army men's and everything like that, and then I used to take them, and I used to just bomb the enemies, just annihilate the enemy. I already knew who was going to win. I create them, that's why. I create for the thing for work like that. I did them. I had all the army tanks, all my trucks, all my guns, all my ammunition, all my manpower on this side. I only left maybe only about 6 or 7 on this side. And I just annihilate the enemy. Boom, boom. No more chance. God already told us what the end is going to be, yeah? We should be excited every time when we can come to church. We should be excited when we sing and we dance before God. Why? Because we win already. We win. He designed us to win. That's how he designed us. He already had his army men already all scattered, ready for battle against who? The creature he made, Satan, is no match. He's like the 7 I put on this side. And the thousands I put on this side with my army tanks and my... Just annihilate them. Our perception of God should be like that. 1,000 here, 7 over here. But it's hard to think like that when your mindset, God's way over there. We need God right smack in the front of us, yeah? And that's on a daily basis because we get bombarded every day with things, with stuff, with distraction. What is distraction? 2 things vying for your attention. That's all distraction is. 2 things vying for your attention. 1 is the right one. The other one is not the right one. You can be driving. Your phone rings. What you gonna do? You gonna answer them? You sure you like do that? You might get into an accident. I'll take the chance. I just could chance them. What's that? It's a choice you're going to have to make. Distraction, yeah? It's going to cost you. You might just get into an accident. You might just die. That might be your last time ever seeing your phone. Anything can be a distraction. Too much money can be a distraction. I was saying a couple weeks ago, It's better that you be so broke and be at the bottom of the barrel. And I said, not unless you came prepared with a shovel and dig yourself more deep in a hole. It's better to be way down at the bottom. Why is that? So that when you come out, you're never going to go back down. Because you know what it feels like to be down there. I've been down there so much times. I can see them already. You know? In my head. I ain't going over there anymore. I learned already. Even if my wife was to turn them over to me, I can do a good job, but she does a better job. Because you better do this. And you better do that. Because if you don't do this, you're going to get yourself right back where you started. In a hole. Thank you, Jesus, yeah? Thank you, Jesus. All this occurred way back when, yeah? Before the foundation of the world, the Bible says, God already created us, the church. That's why Satan has no say over you. He has no say over you. God created him. Why did he create him? To destroy. Why would God do something like that? So that you can find out whether you're an heir or not. If you're an heir, he's nothing to you. If you're an heir. If you're not an heir, guess what? He's got every right over you. But too late. We're all heirs over here. He's got nothing over you. Nothing. Amen? The only thing he has over you is what you put in your own mind. In your own pot, or my mom would say. You're scared of your own shadow. All that you've been building up in your head. Take that garbage out of your head. Replace them with the good stuffs. What is the good stuffs? His word. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. My hope comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. I look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He is my God. He is my Redeemer. In him do I trust. Amen? Let me explain a little bit of something about the foundation of the world. It is a reference, yeah, to God's act of creation. When scripture refers to something that happened before the foundation of the world, the event under discussion occurred before anything was ever created in eternity past. How's that, eh? We cannot even fathom eternity, let alone eternity past. That's when God started everything, before even eternity passed. Meaning, I can't even figure out eternity, let alone eternity past. Think on that. It's mind-boggling, yeah? Eternity, what is eternity? That's forever. Now think about eternity past. It's mind-boggling for me. Meaning the thought of you being an heir was in existence before eternity passed. Before the world was even created, the church was already thought of. Amen? I'll go read on scripture about something that happened in eternity past. Eh? Listen to this one, Ephesians 1 verse 4. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. How's that? God already called you holy before you even thought yourself was holy. Now you know you're holy. But even before you never think like that. I never used to think like that. I never thought I was the righteousness of God with all I have, what I've been doing every day, with all the mistakes I've been doing. I never could fathom that. But now I know because of the word. Because of his promise. 8,810 promises. How much of those promises you've inherited? We never even scratched the surface. Huh. Even if you was on trillionaire, you never even scratched them. Not even. This is an amazing passage with its emphasis on God's choosing before the world was even created. Those who would become believers before God had created anything at all. He already gave you the promise already. The promise was already made. Boom. This is all yours. Just for accepting my Son as your Lord, as your Savior. You see, Jesus wasn't even an uncreated being. He was glory. He was just glory. That's all I can describe Jesus as. He wasn't an uncreated being. He was just like God. The Bible says in John chapter 1, excuse me, verse 1 and 2, in the beginning was the Word. Yeah? And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. He was just glory. Jesus. He was the one created being. He's not like Satan. God created Satan. For what? For being a destroyer. Why would He do that? So that you would know if you're on air or not. The Bible says, what is darkness supposed to do with light? Amen? I forget what was the scripture, but it talks about that. What do darkness have in till with light? Amen? Cannot. Cannot. I think I gotta go part 4, part 5, part 6. So in other words, in Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, this is what God was talking, okay? He's talking about not the natural seed, yeah? But the supernatural seed. Not the physical Israel, but the spiritual Israel, which is us, yeah? Not the people in the Middle East, that's called the Jews, amen? But the Church of Jesus Christ, where there's no Jew, no Greek, no Gentile, no free man, no slave, no man, no woman, but one new man in Christ Jesus, us. We are all heirs. And because we are heirs, every single promise that God has for you and I has been given to us. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So if I was you, I would hold my head up high. If I was you, walk like you own this world. Walk like the very God that's in you. Walk like you own everything. Even though you don't. Amen? There's a lot of things I didn't understand before I came to Maui, yeah, about God. When I came here, I was being challenged to read. I was challenged to search. I always wanted to be a teacher and never thought I could teach. God said, yeah, you put your mind to whatever you believe you like doing, you're going to do them. And because you like doing them, I'm going to make you do them. I'm going to allow my spirit that's within you to generate that side of you. For teach yourself. And I did. And guess what? So easy. So easy when you put your mind to things. Real easy. Amen? It'll take time in the beginning. I remember when I was up here first time, man, I sweat. I just sweat. It wasn't even hot. AC was full blast. Just sweating for nothing. Just all the jitters. I was just jittery. No, I feel at home. You guys can stay here 2 more hours. Can you? No, just kidding. But I thank God for tonight. I thank God that Pastor Carol and Pastor Herman gave me the opportunity to minister. I pray that you guys receive something tonight. And that the next time you guys come, you guys can be more excited than what you guys are. Amen. We are growing. You ever heard a little kid try say growing? Growing. Papa, I'm growing. We are growing in Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Did you guys receive anything tonight? Amen. Amen. So we prayed for everything that needed to be prayed for. And like I said again, my sister-in-law needs a place of dwelling. If you guys hear of anything, please call office, leave a message, and then it can be given to her. And also pray for all of our family members. Amen. Some of them are going through, which we already did. But when you guys go home, don't forget them. Don't leave them here. Take them home with you in your bedroom, in your prayer closet. Amen. Pound the doors of heaven. Release His healing power upon their bodies, upon their, you know. And then also pray, keep in prayer, people in Afghanistan. Amen. Amen. So, and then this Saturday, the men's breakfast has been canceled till the September 18th of next month. So, just to let all the men know, there's no breakfast this Saturday morning, but there is prayer. Okay, prayer is important. Amen. So, prayer is still, I think so, it's at 9, yeah? Like 9 o'clock. You can make it, come by. Amen. Generate power for Sunday. Amen. Sunday come, full flames. Amen. Get excited, guys. Get excited, because this is the day and hour that we should be shining. We all should be shining. Amen. Amen. Pastor said, you know, the 11th commandment. Don't sweat it. That's the 11th commandment. Don't sweat it. Whatever you're going through, don't sweat it. God got it under control. Amen. He knows the answer before you even decide to even yelp out one. Help! He already know the answer already. Forgive you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for tonight. We thank you, God, for your word. Your word is alive and it's well, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, Lord, that your people, God, Lord, may be encouraged, God, Lord, may be excited, Father, Lord, for this day and hour that we're living in, Father. We should be the ones that's shining, Father, Lord. This day forward, God, let us not to be the same, God, walking our jobs, looking like a big, bright halogen lamp, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, that their eyes get sore at work, Father, from looking at us, God. They're going to need a veil, oh God, Lord, to cover us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because we're shining too bright, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let this be an everyday thing, not just a trickle, but Father, Lord, and an ongoing thing, Father, each and every day, Father. Bless your people tonight, Father. Bless your people.